Blog Talk Radio.
You clean dishes as you cook to save time and stay ahead of the mess. But scrubbing still takes time. Now there's Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray, the faster, easier way to clean as you go. It cleans grease 5 times faster. On easy messes, just spray, wipe, and rinse. On tough messes, the spray-activated suds cut through grease on contact without water. Just wipe and rinse. Get dishes done faster. Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Spray, wipe, rinse.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, good evening. This is a product of the BevNet Online Radio. We are live from Long Beach, California. Oh my goodness. It is the 15-minute conundrum, and this is the one and only Ricky R. Jones. I am so absolutely tickled pink to be back on the air. Hi, guys. It is so glad. I know a lot of you all been waiting to hear me, and here I am. Okay, so for those of you who don't know me, I am Ricky R. Jones of Hand and Footprints and the 15-Minute Conundrum right here on blogtalkradio.com. And for those of you who have missed me, thank you so much for the text messages, the emails, the instant messages, the tweets, the, you know, just everything saying, hey, Rick, we miss you. When are you coming back? Well, I heard you. I listened to you guys, and I'm back. And I'm so thankful to be back on air, back on BevNet Radio Online. I'm just happy. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the 15-Minute Conundrum, it basically is, this is what it is. A conundrum is a perplexing problem or a difficult question that needs a solution. And sometimes we can get the solution during the time that we're on air together, sometimes not. But it's definitely a caveat, an opening to get you guys into the conversation. So as always, our number, if you want to press the number, press 1 for the number, it's 347-202-0392. Again, that's 347-202-0392. I see my folks out there. I see you guys. You're instant messaging me already. I appreciate it. Thank you. I am glad to be back on the air. All right. So now this is how it goes. Usually the 15 minute conundrum goes like this. It's basically either based on a conversation that I've had with someone, music that I've listened to, my quiet meditating time, something on the news, and it gets me to thinking, and I want to bring it to you guys. So tonight, after a long little hiatus, it's nothing different. So tonight's question, conundrum, comes from, let me give you the premise. So my son, over the weekend, happy belated Mother's Day to all the mothers, he got into a little bit of, a little bit of trouble on Friday, and he kind of didn't want to tell me what it was. And one thing that I try to do is, you know, give him his little bit of space, get his thoughts together, that way he can explain it to me. And so I let it be. I didn't bother. And, you know, normally when he says, well, Mom, you know, I had a bad day, and, you know, his dad and I ask, well, you know, what's good, what's bad, what was it about, yada, yada, yada. He'll say, I'll tell you guys later. Well, he decides to tell us, or at least tell me, Sunday night. So in his whole telling me, the story didn't sound right. It just really didn't sound right, and there were some pieces missing. So I said, listen, do I need to roll up in your school and talk to the teacher? Because the stuff you're saying to me is not right. And long story short story long, he basically instigated a situation. And we're looking like, really? Do boys do that? I mean, that's something that girls do, go back and forth and get people riled up and spread, like the teacher called it, spreading business. And so he was spreading business, instigating a situation, and it got me to thinking, I'm coming to the question. And you know, we sat down and we talked to him about, you know, going back and forth and what type of man you are and the type of people that you have around you, you know, is a reflection of how your character. And his dad said to him, the fact that you waited so long to actually, you know, explain this whole situation, not even just the situation itself with you being involved with foolishness, but just the situation at hand that you like you just waited and you were being manipulative and conniving about sharing this information. And, you know, we had this long discussion with him. And so we came up, I said, and I'm looking at this whole, you know, thing that's going on, his father telling him the ins and outs of being a young man and things about the street and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I got to thinking, what are we teaching our boys? So tonight's question is, what kind of man are you? And this is for everybody. Ladies, mothers of sons, fathers of sons, sons of sons, you know what I mean? What are we teaching our boys? What kind of man are you? Are you an upright man? Are you a stand-up type of guy? Are you a sneaky, conniving type of dude? Are you the type that believes in defending everyone? Are you the type that believes setting up everybody? So what kind of man are you? How are we raising our boys? What are we raising our boys to do and to be and how to be? Okay? So 347-202-0392. That's the number to call in. And, again, we are out of Long Beach, California. I'm so glad. Guys, you just don't know. I'm so glad to be back on the air. And it's just great. So I'm going to continue. Now that I put the question out there, you guys can go ahead and press one. But I'm going to continue the conversation. So we're sitting there with my son, and we're talking about this whole situation and telling him about how his grandfather would talk to him. And my father was the type, you know, they all grew up with, it was all boys. And, you know, they had all kind of friends that, you know, were good money makers, friends that were good hookup artists, you know, all kind of different types of men. But they were the type of men that if it came down to it, they could call on them in a crunch and a bunch. And my father used to tell me, and he also told little bits, always have people that are of the same ilk as you. And, you know, I said, what, my elk? Isn't that what the deer, isn't that another name of a deer? Like, I used to look at him like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? And he said, the same type of people who think like you, who believe in certain things that you do, who carry themselves the same way you carry yourself. And you want to have those type of people. Now, granted, you're going to come across a lot of different types of people. But the people that you call closest to you, almost like family, they should really be the type that kind of walk and talk and think similar to you. So I always believe that. So in my circle of folks, I have people who are, and it doesn't even have to deal with what kind of jobs you guys have. Man, I had nothing to do with that. We have people, and I explained to my son, I said, listen, you know the type of women that mommy hangs out with. They have their own. They're doing their own thing. We don't get into gossiping. We don't get into backbiting and lying and stealing and getting into each other's business and all that. No, we try to look out for each other. We might fuss amongst ourselves. We might point out to each other what some things that we're doing well and some things we need work on. But it's never a thing of, I can't trust you. Like, I can't leave you with my child. I can't leave you with my husband. I can't leave you with my boyfriend. I can't leave you. Like, it's not that type of party. You know, it's really not that type of party. And just like we talked about with his father. His father's the type of dude, you know, he's a little grimy and a little, you know, street smart, but he's also very kind and compassionate and is really word-of-mouth type of dude, just straight up and down. There's no getting around it, you know, no horseplay around it. And the fellas that's in his crew are the same way. You know, when we were married, I always said that I never had to worry about getting a phone call that he would be harmed, he would be locked up, he would be anything, because the kind of company he kept, I knew would have his back. So I asked you, what kind of man are you? What kind of man are you? And so what are you doing? How are you raising your son? We try to teach our son, whoever the maker is, whatever you want to call him, if you want to call him God, Allah, Buddha, whatever, if you believe that there's something bigger than you, we teach him, listen, in this life is God, you and what you're supposed to do here on this earth for society to better mankind. Everybody's given gifts. Everybody's given talent. You're supposed to do something with them. Be the type of man. Treat people the way you want to be treated. If you and I was telling him, you know, he said, Dad and I were telling him, listen, we get blessings. And one thing about my son, I'm just going to say it was my son. And feel free to press 1 because I know you guys are out there listening. And feel free to share some of the things that you're teaching your sons. And if, guys, if you're out there listening, what kind of man are you? What are the things that you're giving back either to what's in your household, to your seeds in your household, or out in your community, or just the type of standard type of guy that you are? And if you're a grimy dude, hey, you could press 1 too and talk about your griminess and how you get down. It doesn't matter. But what kind of man are you? What are we teaching the folks that's coming behind us, particularly our boys? So I was saying all that to say, you know, we were talking to him and we were saying, one thing about with my son, we've always noticed that we truly believe he has favor with man. And we've always been blessed with things because of him. You know, people have done things because of his demeanor and his personality and whatever the Lord has put into him. You know what I mean? It's just something about him that he just has good favor, good rapport with anybody. 8 to 80, he gets along with just about everybody, and they treat him, you know, nicer than some people that they would normally treat. And so I told him, you know, you want to keep that type of a blessing because people come and go in this life and they die trying to get favor with man, die trying to have somebody like them like that. And here this is a blessing. And, you know, his dad was saying, listen, you got to go through this life with your gifts and your talents and understand you try to stay the best you can on the path that's given to you. You will get what's coming to you eventually, whatever the Creator has for you. He'll give to you, but if you stay on a path that you need to stay on, then you don't have to worry about, you know, your delay and your denial, so to speak, because a lot of us talk about, oh, I'm delayed, I'm denied. No, sometimes you just backed up and constipated, but that's for another conundrum. You just have to get into this. You have to stay on your path. And when you invite chaos and stupidness and things that are not necessarily of you, things that normally is not your typical stance, then you kind of delay some of the stuff that's supposed to be for you. And that's the kind of thing that we're trying to teach. We're trying to teach them, listen, know the stuff of the streets, know the stuff in the books, know the stuff that the Lord gives you, trying to make you a well-rounded type of man, okay? 347-202. This is 0392. This is the 1500. And this is Ricky Jones back on the air. I'm so simple, stupid, happy that I'm just, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. So, see a couple of people are sending me messages. A couple of folks, thank you so very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad I have a couple of folks saying, hey, we're glad to see you back on the air. Listen, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful we're in a new house, so to speak, with BevNet here and BevNet Radio Online. Oh, I probably said that wrong. I'm sorry, Mr. Producer. But I'm just, like I said, I'm just happy to be here. We're in a new house, and this is a great house to be in for things here and yet to come and all that good stuff. But the kind of man, what kind of man are you? Now I'm going to ask the fellas, what kind of man are you? How would you describe yourself? I mean, really. How would you describe yourself? Would you describe yourself as a gentle teddy bear? Would you describe yourself as a lion? I mean, how would you describe what you do, who you are, what you're about? The guys that are like kind of in my circle, and there's some really nice guys that are in my circle, they really different types of dudes, you know what I mean? And I have some guys who are, listen, I wouldn't want to catch them on a bad day. They usually wouldn't hurt a fly, but baby, I wouldn't want to catch them on a bad day. But if there was something, if you needed to confide in them, you can confide in them. long as you don't take their friendship, their concern for granted, everything is all gravy. Don't try to, like my nana used to say, don't try that sleight-of-hand stuff. You know, try to be slick in a can of oil type of thing, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Have some other friends, some other male friends that I have, very, very smart, very, very down-to-earth and very focused. So a lot of things that we might say, oh, you know, it's very emotional, and they may come off to other people like, oh, they're so emotionalist. No, it's not that. It's just they're very practical. They see things straight. There's no black and white. You know, there's no gray areas. It's straight up black and white. It's one way or the other. It's nothing else. And there's nothing wrong with that, because each of those types of men, whether it's the kind heart, the practical, or, you know, the get it in, get it in, they all have something to offer to the table. And they all have something to offer to different folks that they interact with. So what kind of man are you? You know what I mean? Are you the kind of man who may have several kids but taking care of all of them? May have several different wives, ex-wives, girlfriends, lovers on the side, but you treat them all, you know, and people like, oh, my God, I can't believe you, Ricky, talking about the man who be having the other women and the other women and the other women and the wife, too. Oh, my God. But listen, you got some dudes out here who do have that. They have the wife and they have the other women, and each and every one of those women can tell you, he may not be this and he may not be totally mine, but he sure enough, every time he come around, he all right with me. He make me feel like a star. You know what I mean? So what kind of man are you? What are we raising our sons? And then, ladies, we just got finished celebrating Mother's Day. And like I said, to all the mothers, stepmoms, G-moms, grandmoms, nanas, aunties, everybody who's like a mom, whether you birth one or not, you know, happy belated Mother's Day to you. But, ladies, let's also stick with this. Those of you, especially those of you who are raising boys, you ain't the father. You ain't a man. You ain't a man. You can teach him things that you know and things of how he's supposed to treat women and how you think a man should do, but at the end of the day, you ain't the father. You laid down with the father to make that son. You ain't the father. And guess what? My email is themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook at Ricky Jones. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can say all you want. Listen, I'm not saying that you're not holding it down, being a single mom, doing the things that you got to do. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is you don't have a penis, boo. You don't have that testosterone. And this is coming from a mannish chick. I am mannish. I get outside and I throw the football with my son. I show him how to tackle. But guess what? He still got a dad who teaches him, who taught him how to stand up and go to the bathroom, who teaches him certain things about being a man. I have no idea what it is to be a man. Just like a man don't know nothing it is what to be a woman. It's nothing. You don't know. I can't teach a boy. I can teach him how to deal with people, but I can't teach him how to manage himself as a young man with other young men. I don't know nothing about that because I ain't no man. So what kind of man are you? What are you teaching your sons? Like I said, ladies, I'm saying, you know, I'm all proud of you and the single moms. My mom was, listen, she held it down. But guess what? She wasn't no man. So there's certain things that I need to learn from men that she made sure she had me around positive men that were going to teach me. Okay? Press the number one. I know you got something to say, but that's okay if you don't have anything to say, because I'm going to keep on talking, because this is the 15-minute conundrum with Ricky Jones. But what are we teaching our sons? You know, we have, and it's everything from the big things to the little things. The first time, I think, when I saw my son, his little temper, and I said to, at that time he was my husband, and I said to his dad, I said, yo, he got your temper. We need to do something about that early and quickly, because I'm going to tell you, I'm not putting no money on no books. I'm not coming to talk to nobody through no glass, through no bars, through no gated fences, other than if it's your complex that you are living in. I'm not doing it. So, and the running joke in our circle is, if mommy go to the freezer, daddy getting the first one. Okay? To me, dad didn't do what he was supposed to do, whatever that is, because I know there's certain things I can have a conversation. I give you a prime example. In this whole conversation that we were having about my son and his situation and you know, carrying business and being instigated, yada, 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 I made a statement, and they both looked at me like I had three heads. I made a statement, something to the effect of, you know, whatever goes on, whether it's good, bad, ugly, perfect, not perfect, whatever, you come and talk to us and tell us about it. Even if it feels weird to come and talk to us about it anyway. You know what I mean? Just it doesn't matter. And I said something to you, I said, even if a girl with a cute body or cute face or whatever it is that you like about a girl comes strolling down the street and your little penis just pops up. Well, they looked at me like I had three heads. They was like, really? Really? Your penis just pops up? Really? See, I ain't no man. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it when I walk by and a dude, you know, get a little, you know what I mean? Okay? So to me, that's what it is. It just pops up. And they laughed and they laughed and they laughed. And they said to me, they was like, okay, that's not really how it works. And besides, we've already had that kind of conversation. And he said, and mom, please don't say that again because that's just really weird. I said, oh, you had that conversation with dad already. He's like, yeah, that's really disturbing how you just put that up. All right, I'll fall back. But I appreciate the fact that the kind of young man that he's growing up to be, he understands that he does have someone to talk to because he's going to learn a lot in the streets, and a lot in the streets ain't going to be right. It's not going to be truth. Some things are going to be okay. Some things are not going to be okay. But in all, he can come somewhere and have that conversation. You know what I mean? So what are you teaching? What kind of man? My vision for my son, is to be, and then I had nothing to do with money, but yeah, sure to be successful, but I want him to be happy. I want him to be happy in his mind, his body, and in his spirit, where every day he goes out and he does whatever he does for a living and however he can connect with people, and he's thankful for every opportunity that he has, and he's an upright type of dude. That's the kind of man I want. I want him to, whatever woman he deals with or women that he deals with, because he's a cutie. I can say that. He's mine. He's a cutie. He looks like his mama, and I think I'm cute. But, you know, all jokes aside, I want him to be the type of man that is very honest with women. Because I tell him, I'm like, you like your mom, and you come from strong stock of men and women who follow men and type of stuff like that. And I want you to be honest. If you're going to date several girls, be protected and be honest and lay it out to them. I want him to be honest. I want him to be romantic. I want him to be firm. I want him to be a whole lot of things. So that's I want him to be a universal man. That's what I grew up with. That's most of the guys I know. They're universal men. They, you know, if you need a grimy type of dude, you can get that grimy out of him. If you need an intellectual, financial type of dude, you can get that too. If you need him to be a fix-it man, if you need him to be the consoling ear, the shoulder to lean on, the good guy type of thing, you know, all those different types of men that we have, ladies, in our circles, that's the man that I want in one person. That's what I want him to be. Now, he's not going to hit all of those marks perfectly, but I want him to be able to hit all of those marks at least one point in time in his life, if not every day. So we're out of Long Beach, and we're out there, and we're so happy. And like I said, I'm happy to be on. It feels great to be on, and I'm used to you all not kind of. I was telling the producer earlier today when we were having this whole, you know, getting ready for the show. I said, listen, I know people don't always like to press one, especially in the conundrum. They'll do it in Hand and Footprints and all of that, but they to really have it here, it's a give and take. But what I like is the whole conversation that we have afterwards. Because for those of you who are new, usually what happens after I get off the air with the 15-minute conundrum, there's a whole conversation that takes place. It goes down in the DM for real. Like we have this whole discussion about, you know, whatever the topic was, and people start giving their 2 cents and 5 nickels. And that's the whole point. That's the whole point of doing the 15-minute conundrum. You know, getting on, and even if you don't get on right when it happens, you can get on and have the conversation afterwards. And even after this show is over, of course, you know the show is going to be archived. And for those people who are just tuning in, welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I'm Ricky Jones. Yes, you didn't bump your head. You're not hearing things. Yes, Ricky is back. But the conversation can continue. Even if the conversation is at the water cooler, or even when you guys get off the phone tonight and get off the air tonight with me, and you decide that you want to look at your own kids, look at your own neighborhood, and see what's going on, you know, just to see and kind of say, oh, you know what, Ricky had a good point. What kind of man am I showing? What kind of man am I teaching? And then for the fellas, you can have the conversation too. You know, you can look in the mirror and someday, hey, what kind of man am I? You know, I deal with, in my regular 9-to-5, we have these kind of questions every day with the young folks that we come in with, you know, and we have a conversation with. They might have made a mistake, but it's not the end of the road for them. They're there so they can make it better and to turn their life around, that kind of thing. And we do. We have to have the conversation, and it's nice to see where some of these kids, because some of these kids come from some rough stuff, but to see their thinking and to see their influences. Like today, this young man said, we were asking him about, you know, who influences you, what do you like, that kind of thing. And it was just crazy. It was crazy. It was just crazy. He was like, you know, I lost my father.
Hey, folks, what's happening here? This is the one and only Olad Ngozi. I'm so proud tonight of Ricky Jones and what he has done for us. Coming back to BevNet, what does it mean to me? It means a whole lot. I'm so proud of this BevNet legacy tonight, being able to bring back a host, and I'm so glad, you know, just to have her on right now, you know. Ricky, you know me. You know how I always do, always make sure I have your back. Just to have you on the air tonight. And there's a whole lot of folk out there. I don't know what is going on with I want to thank Chris Nelson for calling in tonight as well.
Hey, Chris.
So I also want to thank Antonia Bass for calling in. And I know this is a real rough night and real rough time for folk because it's 8 o'clock hour, but it is what it is, and we're going to build on this 8 o'clock hour and make it greater than what it is tonight in 2 weeks. But first of all, I want to thank God what he's done for us, what he continues to do for us on a constant basis. This is the Dynamic Olad Ngozi Primetime Radio. This is Studio A3, Long Beach, California. First of all, I want to thank you, Ricky, and all of the people who have called in tonight, and it's a nice number, too. Since it's the first show, I want to congratulate you, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, for your first 227,847 connections tonight. I'm proud of that, especially at this time slot, 8 o'clock. people who support BevNet, thank you so much. You know, Ricky is storied, hashtag storied. It's my pleasure. It's kind of hard to produce a producer. Because, you know, her many, many, many talents are just outstanding. And she has some things that's coming, and she'll let you know when time is right. But just to have her back in the fold, you know, BevNet Legacy just put their big arms around her because she is much different than most of my hosts. Because, you know, we go back to October 4th, 2012, when we started Halcyon Days Productions. Proud day. I never forget that night. So it was an extremely cold night for October, but it was just warm inside and where we did in the studio, back home in the old school Roslyn, Pennsylvania studios. And like I said, once again, I always got to thank Roslyn for what they've done for us on a constant basis. Thank you, Roslyn. But like I said also, I'm just proud of what it has been tonight. Ricky Jones brought up a good point. What type of man are you? I'm not here to tell you I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to tell you, if you're a man that have not taken care of your children. I'm gonna, you know, Ricky didn't curse, so I'm gonna try and I'm gonna respect the show, not curse. But you're not excrement. and you're not excrement, and trust me, you know, excrement, excrement, stand still. Well, you're not no better than the excrement going down in the subway hallways, stepping in urine. So now your boots have both excrement and urine. That's what you are.
And you stink. Ooh.
Period. Because what's happening in our neighborhoods, how does the prison industrial complex affect us, Sister Ricky? It takes good men away from the community. It takes good men away from their woman. And it takes good men away from their children. Those things, men build communities. Now, I know, you know, I have a strong woman here in Ricky Rochelle Jones. We all know that. But she understands her place in nature. There's nothing like a man being a real man and respecting a woman and her opinions and being a real man. Ah, did I hit a conundrum there? Yes, I did. Because sometimes you got to respect that woman and her opinion. And sometimes her opinion is going to be cutting. And sometimes you got to take it on the chin. And you know what, guys? I tell you what. When you do this, your woman will love you. Like, damn, did he just be quiet? And you, babe, you're right. And you know it's hard. You know it's hard for you to take it on the chin. And she knows it, so that woman and that ESP and all that. Because I don't believe men have ESP. Men are stupid. Women are smart. So when you come down with the ESP, the woman, she reads you like radar. I'm not talking about radar from MASH. I'm talking about real true radar from Denver. And she reads you like radar. And she said, well, did he just really suck it up? He's a man. It doesn't make you any softer. It doesn't make you any, it doesn't emasculate you, brothers. What it does, it gives you strength to carry on. It gives you the strength to be greater than what you were that second that woman realized that you are a greater man to be able to listen to her. Women are wisdom. Men are knowledge. Together they bring forth understanding. This is the 15-minute conundrum. The conundrum is it never goes 15 minutes. Now, this is old school Halcyon Days Productions. Even though now it is, you know, of course, you know, the dynamic OLED and Josie Primetime Radio. Of course, people say, what does that mean? It means I have the one and only W Nation on one side, and in July, folks, I'm coming for you. And I want to give Ricky R. Jones her props because we brainstormed together. And of course, you know, through her help and her guidance, Damien came. So I give people props. Now, everybody out there, 200 and some thousand people, you heard what I said. So there you go. Damien, all right? And, you know, Damien is always the baddest brother on the block, determined and motivated online now. We'll be coming to you July 9th, right here, 2016, to a radio network near you. So, also, I'm proud to say we're out of Roswell, Pennsylvania, in heart and spirit, folks. Roslyn has never been forgotten. We are out of Roslyn, Pennsylvania, in our heart and spirit. And so, oh, man, you gave up a good community, man. You know, they're not as big as where you are now. Calm down. Roslyn is always going to be a part of us. And I'm always going to give props to Roslyn because I love you. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be no place for us to be here in Long Beach, California. Am I right, Ricky? Roslyn is important. Don't think I'm going to stop talking about Roslyn. I'm not because I love the hamlet and the community of Roslyn Valley. Before I give my last words, what do you think about Roslyn and what it did for you, Halcyon, to, you know, transition to Hanson Footprints?
Listen, it's where we started. It's just, it's just like, how can I describe it? How you go to Big Mama's house and you know that's where you grew up. And even though, you know, Big Mama done gone on to glory, and you still drive by the neighborhood and still drive by the house that you grew up in and all that, and it just brings, you appreciate the lessons that you learned, the love that you got, the feeding of your soul that was given unto you. I mean, that's how Roslyn is. Roslyn fed us, they kept us, they nurtured us, they loved us, and if it was not for with them and them with us, there wouldn't be any of what you're doing, any of what I'm doing, anything that the folks who have come through BevNet are doing. So it is just like it's the home when you grew up in. And that's how Roslyn's always going to be. It's the home. It is my foundation, my base.
Well, we're just proud of what we have done on a constant basis here with the one and only Beverly Nation. And, you know, Beverly Nation lives on, and I'm so proud of BevNet legacy through the growth of other businesses that came out of BevNet. And everybody out there knows, you know, how I feel about the Purpose Kingdom Network, and it comes from BevNet. I believe that Pastor Tordelli is going to do an outstanding job. She's doing an outstanding job right now as we speak with the new network. And like I said, I'm proud of what is being done. And, you know, Ricky, it's a wondrous thing when you birth something. And, the plethora of hosts that have come through the canal of Beverly Nation. And for you to be back with us means so much to me. What more can I say? But, you know, that Beverly Nation is advertising through OLAD and Ngozi Primetime Radio and OLAD or Oladele Ngozi Enterprise. You can reach us at the BevNet.bpweb.com. Also, we are strong at Ngozi Primetime Radio on Twitter. Come on and join us, guys. And thank you, Twitter, for building the business. OLAD _ Ngozi Primetime on Instagram and, of course, Oladele Ngozi Enterprises at Facebook, and you can join me at my own personal page, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, on Facebook as well. Any comments or suggestions to our programming, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com. Ain't that wonderful? Ain't that amazing that I'm able to say that, Ricky, with you on the air for the first time ever? I mean, that means a lot to me as well. Like, what more can I say that hasn't already been said about tonight's show? This is the first time we're out of Long Beach for the first time in our lives. That's big and important. Also, I'm just so glad and proud of what we have brought to the table together. And just the love I have for you. You know, what more can I say? But thank you so much for allowing the opportunity for you to come back to BevNet. I mean, I just, what more can I say to you? But it's going to be fun, and lots of fun, and, you know, that's how I feel. So, for the last 8 minutes, we're going to 8:45, but, you know, but I'm just proud of what we have brought to the table, and thank you, folks, out there. I mean, hey, I'm proud of the number at 8 o'clock at night. Understand that. I mean, that's amazing for me for an 8 o'clock show. We haven't done an 8 o'clock show in a long time, it's really since Shawan Woods and a Nation of Sports. So I'm you know, I mean, it's been a long time. But listen, folks, I also want to say something to you as well. Tomorrow night, right here, Studio A, Long Beach, Studio A3, excuse me, Long Beach, we will have misunderstandings with our flower child, our child of wonder, Miss Adrienne Allen. It will be tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation, right here, Misunderstandings with Adrienne Allen. So please join us. And then, of course, Friday, we have our sports director, Mr. Chris Nelson. And he is going to tell you a show, Sister Jones, is named so you think you know about sports. Right here at 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight, one and only Beverly Nation, Studio A3, Long Beach. Listen, I'm beyond my, you know, in words tonight, because I'm just happy as well to have our sister Ricky R. Jones back. Folks out there, please, next time, you know, I see the numbers out there. Y'all need to stop playing. You know, press 1 on BevNet. I mean, this is ridiculous, and You know, I understand. I know Ricky. I understand as producer. It's just you know, it, you know, I see you out there, and I know our hosts have situations they cannot press on. I understand that, so them situations. And also, Ricky, tonight I must say, we must send out a prayer to our BetNet strong host, Miss Andrea Presley. She had prayer last night on Purpose Kingdom Network, and I really appreciate what Chaplain did, our second design chaplain, Troy Daly, who is now a producer of that network, the prayer service that she had for her mother last night. I do believe it was in preparation for what Andrea received today. All I can say, folks, professionally, is keep our wonderful, bubbly host, who always has a great laugh, right, Ricky, who always has something positive to say. And despite of what's going on, she always has a positive ear and a positive voice. Folks out there in Deadly Nation, please keep our NSR host, our National Syndicated Radio host, Ms. Andrea Presley, in your prayers. That's all I can say. Ricky, anything you want to say on that note before I give my last words?
No, I mean, this. We have love, and we're here for.
And all I know is that I am, and will continue to be, your mother and father's favorite producer. Oh, Ladeli Malewa and Ngozi. Isn't that something, Ricky? First time I've ever had it here, right? Say good night. Good luck to all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio. Thank you for listening tonight. I really appreciate all of you because you're just wonderful. And you just make me feel so happy. What more can I say but giving honor to the partner, okay? People say, wait a minute, that was Lonnie Beverly with featuring. Shut up, guys. Don't go there, okay? Do not go there. This is my partner, okay? Our practice, it brought us to this night, the 808th episode of the one and only Beverly Nation. Is Ricky Rochelle Jones for the last 4 minutes of our program.
Thank you so very much. And again, thank you guys. And listen, I know that for some of you it's new, so you're not going to press one. And that's okay, because I can run my mouth, and that's good. I won't bite you unless you ask me to. I won't bite. But I do appreciate you guys, all of you, taking the time out. Like I'm sitting here with Unsung on mute because I know I wanted to see the three different things and getting ready for Empire and all the stuff. So I do appreciate the fact that you took the 8 o'clock hour because I know my son, he just, you know, it's funny. He just sent his little homework that he was working on or his practice that he was working on. He just pushed it under the door because he forgot. He almost forgot that mommy was on air. So I have to check that. So I do appreciate you guys being on with me and taking this time to be with me. If you guys have...
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks out there that have listened to a lady that started with me on October 4th, 2012. The archivist herself, Ricky Rochelle Jones. And you already heard me back in that time, and I said that, you know, that was my partner. The only person that I ever said that has ever broadcast with me, that's my partner. And a wonderful night we had, that very, very, you know, cold night in October, early October, when I asked her, I said, listen, why don't we just do radio? And she was like, what? I said, listen, we can change the world. And we didn't know that one conversation would be where we are today. Her being an author, living in a different country, you know, now, and then me being, you know, mogul that I am with Beverly Nation, as well as determined and motivated. It's amazing how I look back at my life. I know a lot of you folks were looking forward to Huddle Sports Nation tonight. They're revamping, had some changes. Also, we've had some changes on our network, and we have filled two of the three slots. We will always continue to move on. We want hosts here that are, you know, are determined to do their job on time. And so when we don't have that, we have change. And we're motivated to give you the best radio host, period. So we have some time slots that you will know when that host is not on, the changes. We're glad to have a new host coming on the Wednesday night hour, another intern. His name is Joseph McCaver L. And he's going to do a great job with us, definitely talking about cuisine. We have some other hosts. One host was on a Tuesday night slot. She's no longer with us. And also we had a host that was on the Monday night slot, and she's no longer with us. So we'll continue to move on and do what we need to do. We wish those hosts nothing but Godspeed, the best luck in their future endeavors. I'm going to bring on a person that was a former commissioner of this network and also now tenured forever, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2020. The outstanding Huni Bach Atun, and you know him, you know, also known as he always says, a.k.a. the Magic Man, Haru. So, Huni Bach Atun, if you're there, talk to me about what you heard tonight from the great, great archivist, Ms. Ricky R. Jones.
Man, all I can say is peace and abundant divine bliss. Very, very professional. Talking about sound therapy and tone of voice and all of that. I'm real impressed, you know, and I feel very honored each time I be able to bear witness to where y'all started at. Did I hear the date right, the year 2015?
No, it's 2012. October 4th, 2012. This archive was from 2016. Yeah, 2016. And at that 16, time, 16. And I was at that time, I was brainstorming the new move for Talk Shoe Radio, and that was determined and motivated online now. And I actually started earlier than July 9th. I started on June 27th of 2016.
I also noticed that y'all had that sound, or you did, the producer had that sound quality on lock even way back then. The quality was really, really amazing back then. Even now, I'm just saying, I know you've just been putting in a lot of work throughout all these years, and it's definitely time for you to be officially recognized as the great producer that you are. And I'm not only offering, you know, prayers and meditation and so many other things, but you put in a lot of work, so it's well deserved for the Hall of Fame nomination.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, April 7th will be coming along. We do have three hosts that are eligible. Two broadcasters and one producer. Christine Powell still, you know, is in that nomination. And, of course, the young lady that really, really does a great job for us, Miss Sister Betsy the Truther. And we'll know April 7th. And it's funny because, you know, at that time we were on Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk was always good to us. You go way back to 2013 and a lot of the shows. You heard the show with Louis H. Devon Jr. Okay, that was from 2013 in the quad. I mean, that's when we first started. This network has always been good to us, you know, and that's why I'm so glad that we made that move in June of last year during, you know, a world pandemic to come back to this radio network. To do our job, to do our due diligence, and be great on purpose. We've had some great people, you know, that helped us along the way. I want to send a shout out to Larry Shepard during them times at Talk Shoe, during the times of, you know, the great Solace of Louisville Poetry Hour featuring, you know, Miss T's Queen, and also one of the twin always gets it in, Miss Andrea Presley. During that time of this show that night, her mother was in the hospital. She did pass on. You know, went on and traveled, you know, and transitioned and traveled on, like you said, and we were asking for prayers for her. And Twin, you know, one of her darkest hours, you know, she stepped back, and she was strong, and she's still with us. And not only that, though, we talk about the intimacy of Andrea Presley, Huni, way before we start talking about her as an enshrining in the Hall of Fame, as a lifetime achiever. She was a broadcaster, and I want to say this, I'm glad you're on the air, for me to say this, because I don't get a chance to really do editorials. I want everybody at the sound of my voice to understand who I am. You know, I make magic happen for a lot of people. We have been very, very spoiled at this network, Huni. And a lot of times I think our broadcasters, even though they hit a lot of records and they've done tremendous things, look at Tara Strength and what he's done for the network. You know, 30 all-time connection records, 30 in a row consecutive, right? We look at the great, you know, Angela Thomas Smith, who does a great job with commissioning. you know, you look at Sister Betsy hopefully being in the hall. Jerry's already there. Shout out and salutations to the late, great Darlene Lawrence. We have our award named after one of the greatest broadcasters ever do it, right? You know, the great Anna Waddell. And a lot of times I think we get spoiled and get to the point where we forget why we're here. And I want you to comment after I say this. And then anybody want to press one, please do. I'm hoping to bring on my commissioner in a minute. And I know she has a lot to say about this. We get spoiled into the point of, are you here for the connection record? Or are you here to do due diligence to the people around the world that listen to us on a constant basis? People that really, really rely on us to give good, good conversation, to give good forum, to outspan a grand dialogue for the world to know and to be archived in continuous, you know, remembrance. These are the things that the reason why I bring on host to Audie, and I hope that our hosts have not lost, you know, especially our interns, people that came up with became interns and became hosts, you know, the spirit of doing your job when it's time to do it. That's the reason why we had, you know, an archive today. And I want to say, give a special shout out to the sports director, Derek Gibson. Tonight, you know, show that was, you know, that was canceled had nothing to do with him. I want to say this right now, out there, case point. It had nothing to do with him. And he will continue to provide excellence for our network as sports director. That's all I'm going to say right now. The reason why the show was canceled was not the fault of our sports director, Derek Gibson. Now, take that and walk with it. Put it in the bank and cash it. Any comments? You can email me and I'll give you the full story. And have no problem giving it to you. But however, a lot of times, you know, the family, you know, how we are as a family, that's what's been lost in Oney Dynasty. And this is the first time I'm ever going to give an editorial about our network. Our hosts need to do a better job of being family, like we were back in the old days. Yeah, I understand things come up. I understand you have life happens. But life doesn't happen every night. You know, how is an audience going to know you when you don't support? You come on, you ask questions. Why is this happening tonight? Well, they don't know you. You know what I'm saying? And that's where, you know, we got to lose the entitlement at the network. We got to lose that entitlement. Yes, we have three living Hall of Fame broadcasters. Yes. Okay? Four in all. Once again, my sister, Darlene Lawrence, and the Lawrence family, love you. Always love you. To her daughters, love you. Your mother was the epitome of greatness. But when you're a network that does well all the time, even inside the network, things brew. And sometimes you forget why you're here. It's because people want to hear your message. It ain't about you, boo-boo. It's about what you can give to the listening audience at hand. Don't forget why you're here and stop feeling that you're entitled because you can be replaced. Who are you talking to? Any words on the conversation what I just said? And I'm going to try to get the commissioner on.
Hey, no doubt. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Loud and clear.
Let me share something with you. Let me share something
with it's just sad.
The listening
it's sad,
audience
brother.
Right now. I've been doing this for soon to be 4 years with this great company, and thanks to, like you said, Larry Shepherd for opening the doors for me before with VPN. Much respect to you as well. There's, I'm going to say something that a lot of people haven't got yet. People wonder why I normally say blessing instead of blessing. Well, here's a key point while I'm making behind that. When you look at a blessing, this is something that you can't pay in a form of commerce. When someone sends our CEO an email or a chat. And these are human and living beings that's listening. Shout out to our amazing audience, right? When you say something, and you never know. You never know who's listening. And right now, I even reminisce. One time, there was a young lady, I can't think of her name right now, but you know who you are. She was at the point of making a decision whether to stay here or not. Right? Meaning ready to give it all up. And if you haven't walked that walk, and this is what a lot of people don't know that about me, I have been there many times, but thanks to great coaches such as Olasky and people who've been in my corner for such a long time, people who prayed and meditated for me, right? People who have supported me, and that's why I always start my shows off from the people who was there from my opening night to the night that I'm soon to give my next advancement that's coming up April 8th. Okay, it's so important because this is what we're here for, is to not only offer a service, right, but we are here to make our world better by starting with each individual at a time. And there's so many things that's happening, but those of us who's real, who's really sincere, and who's not just in it for the commerce, but we're in it to make a difference in our world. And trust me, thanks to the digital age in which we're living in now, unlike the analog system where a lot of the tapes and stuff like that got lost, once we do these shows and DJ Olasky is able to hit that save, this is going to outlast the sands of time. So don't take any of it from the older host to the host that's here now to the future, interns, whatever. Don't for one second take it for granted, because what you say or what you share can have an effect not only in the people who's listening to it live and direct, but when the show is archived. Someone could be listening 10 and 15 years from now in the future, and what we're seeing today can really, really impact that person.
Yes.
Don't ever take that for granted. Don't ever take that for granted. I give thanks, you know, as always, to all in all, but I also got to bring it down to home. Another angelic ancestor that you don't hear me speak too much about, but trust me, it was through DJ Olasky's mother for having a faithful son, her and, you know, her husband, which is your father, DJ Olasky, coming together, having you, and by you being the person that you are, imagine that for a moment. Imagine if you wasn't that faithful son, right, who didn't just, what had to say it when you're playing Monopoly? You know, don't pass go, don't collect your $200, right?
That's right.
Make that call, right? What would I be today? What would many of the other listeners who have tuned in for me, and I have some faithful people who tune in to me, especially, and this is another sister I want to shout out, because it makes my body shake even right now, is the young lady said that she has two sons.
Yes.
And she
said Rashida.
Mandatory.
Rashida,
yeah. She stopped what she did. She said she'll clear her plate, and she make it mandatory to tune in to my show. Trust me, that's worth more than millions of dollars to me, the knowing that I have that type of effect on a young
lady. Well, I got some news for you. I got some news for you for that. You know, her son now, the youngest, has graduated elementary, and her oldest now has graduated secondary middle school. So he's going to high school. She got a middle schooler, and they still listen to your program every linear fourth week. How about that?
Man, trust me,
Thank you. Yes. Shout out to Rashida Griffin and her sons. I won't put their son's name, out there like they could be our juveniles.
Yeah,
but
I got you.
We want to thank them for calling in on a constant basis. I'm going to try to see if the commissioner is able to talk tonight. I'm going to just share a shout. Ansel Townsend, are you there? I don't know if she's there or not. She might be on mute. Angie, you there? Okay. She might not be there. That's fine. We'll get her back on in a minute. But like I said, I'm very proud of what we have accomplished at Orney Dynasty. it's amazing the love of our listenership, the constant love, Oni Bakatun, of our listenership, the growth of our listenership, definitely during one of the roughest years in human history, 2020, which you went to the Hall of Fame in. Imagine that, right? And seeing, you know, people who are yearning to hear the truth, and nothing but the truth. I'm going to try to see if I get another host on here right now as we try to get the commissioner back on. This young man has done a great job for us. He's a product of healing for our network. And he's like I said, he's done things that are unprecedented. Terrence Stripp, are you there?
I'm here, brother O.
Hey, all right. Now, you're here with, of course, something that one day you aspire to be. I hope you are. With the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining. It's so wonderful to say that all the time. I just, you know we've met a lot of times. I don't get a chance to say that a lot, but I'll do it on your show. But the great Honey Bakatun is on with me tonight and talking about, you know, O&E Dynasty. And you were the last host that did not have to go through an internship. And seeing what you've done, they so humble, always want to do better. Your opinion on, you know, host entitlement, and what does O&E mean to you?
Well, I mean, you guys know before every show, I thank everyone for giving me an opportunity. Yeah. It's one of my taglines on every show before I start every show.
Every single show,
and I often talk about that the mentorship that I receive and the help and encouragement that I've received, and I talk about my mentors. So, I mean, you know for a fact that I do that on a constant, you know, constantly, you know.
Yeah.
This is giving me a platform. You know my story, that a friend of mine came to you and told me about me. And so for me, it gave me a platform to help people, and it was in alignment with what, you know, I'm really about anyway. So it's a blessing to me, so I try to treat it as such.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not just, you know, Brother O, I'm not just saying that.
You better believe it. You better know it. Like James Brown would say, you better know it. You know,
It's been a great experience. It's been a great platform. And I'm using it as a springboard, hopefully, to grow to other venues and other levels and everything. But it's been fantastic, and I try not to take it for granted, you know. So no, I mean, I guess there's been entitlement going on. You know, I don't understand why. I certainly don't view it that way. I'm not trying to judge anybody else, but you guys know I don't view it that way.
Honey Bakatun, you're in the Hall of Fame. This young man, I do believe. And 2022 is going to be, you know, she's going to be a hard ticket, my man. Like they say in politics, a hard ticket. Your opinion on Tara Strength, the amazing comment, the pop internet superstar. Your opinion,
man. You know that brother there, it has what it takes. I remember from his opening show to his last company championship that he got. I mean, you got everything that it takes, man. You have the tone, you have the mannerism, you have the passion, you know, the camera love you. We love you, your listening audience, very supportive. And, you know, sky's no limit. And far as when you do become nominated, by all means you should. It should be a unanimous decision. When it comes to that, man, I really, really appreciate everything that you had tabled so far, and everything that you are planning on offering us. One of your greatest supporters, and thank you so much for everything that you're bringing to O&E Dynasty, and even with the things that you have incarnated to do here during your time. And I'm looking forward to so many great things that you are not only doing now, but the great thing about it, the way that it's structured, the future generations is also going to benefit from the works and what you're doing in this day and time. So I appreciate you, man, no doubt.
I appreciate that, Brother Hooney. I appreciate that a lot. I thank you guys for all your support. You know, I know I sound like a broken record saying that, but.
No, we love to hear it.
No, man. That's much respect.
We love to hear that. We thank Tara Strength tonight. And, of course, we have another call on the line. And Tara said, you know, sit there. Because this person that's been waiting is a person that's been integral to the growth of ONE Dynasty, a lovely person, a person that has a great heart and spirit. And he'll tell you how he feels about life, about politics, about community. This young man is a CEO in his own right. You know, he has a boss movement, and he's a wonderful human being. You know, our former web designer, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. How you doing, Larry?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. How you doing, brother?
You doing fine. You know?
All right. Well, talk to us tonight.
I have to say something. You know, be cooking. But, I had to come on, you know, show some love. You know what I mean? I heard about the sports. The sports show, you know, it's one of my favorites.
It's going to continue to be. Trust me. We had to make some moves, but Derek is safe. Yes, we had to do.
Oh, okay. I mean, but, you know, I've been doing the business. I've done the business for a long time. I know businesses and what's best for business and. You know, that's how it goes. You know, how it goes. I've seen the Magic Man grow.
Yeah,
you know?
I believe it. Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I know all about the Magic Man because I asked about T. Is T his queen? About the
Magic
awesome. Man. Yeah, before I put him on the air.
Yes.
And, you know, she spoke very good things for us, you know.
Yep.
And it was great from there, and I knew that he would be great, you know. It was fun doing shows for the Magic Man.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thank you so much, Larry, for everything that you are, and that's why I made sure that when and you can still find that even on YouTube when I actually had that interview and I mentioned about sound therapy because it's very important. It's one of the best remedies, not only, you know, catered to often healing with the individual, but, you know, with the collective, just given a chance, you know. So thank you so much for not only paying the fees and just doing your part in my early career. I appreciate everything that you are for that.
I like to consider myself the king of archives. I put archive shows together.
This is true, man. Larry does a lot for a lot of different networks. He's always done that. He always has a great heart. And I always will love you for that. You're my brother. We love what you do for Huddle Sports Nation. You drive me crazy. And, you know, it's a part of what we do here at this network. So I want to thank Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you know, a person that I consider a friend. Mr. Automatic Charismatic has put forth an outstanding human being and broadcaster and the one and only Huni Bakatun. That's where he started. And then he elevated himself in this network to Hall of Fame status. I want to thank you so much, Huni, for what you've done for me on a constant basis. And getting the chance tonight to listen to Ricky R. Jones. What a wonderful night. And I appreciate you, man. And, you know, Godspeed to you, your wonderful wife, family, your son and daughter, and everybody that you know, your brothers, just a person of great, great integrity. So thank you so much, Huni.
You're very welcome, and thank you as well.
And tomorrow night on these only stations, we come right back on with a live host. That's right, Killer Chilla. We call her Chinchilla Jonesia. And she is our, of course, news anchor of the Great News Forum, a show that started on February 5th, 2013, one of our oldest franchises. And the second oldest franchise in existence other than Merc City Hip Hop Program. Okay, how about that? News Forum tomorrow night, 9:30, Eastern Daylight, on these O&D stations. And, of course, Bevy Nation is advertised to only, which is on the Belly and Ghosty Enterprise. And you reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime 1 at www.fedup.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram, on the Belly and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google+, on the Belly and Malay, where Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, the original BevNat Classic, as well as the historic Bevy Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight? Ole Dele. Donnie goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Ola Dolan Malay goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio. I support us on a constant basis tonight. You just heard our wonderful archive, The 15-Minute Conundrum, by the historic alumni host and historic founder of what we do today from Halcyon Days Productions. That's where it all started, Miss Ricky Rochelle Jones. What more can I say? But good night and good luck.